This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozelle for Sunday, November 5th, 2017. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio, waiting to take your calls. Let's get it going, everybody. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Perhaps you had a problem and you've tried, you've applied, you've done all those things that you can think of and come up with. You know, you're still at the same place. You're stuck. Nothing's better. Well, this is, you know, an opportunity. Let's see what we can do to point you in a direction that actually might make sense. You know, respecting your body so it does what it needs to do. You know, years ago, we were actually looking back yesterday, and it's been almost, I think, 7 years that I released the first copy of my book, Ageless Health. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. And I wrote it for one reason, because my patients and you need to know what it is that your body is capable of doing through your own hands, you know, without the intervention of drugs and surgery. So where you are right now at this moment in time is simply because of all the decisions, the actions that you've made up until this moment. You know, the choices that you've made relative to your physical presence, your inactivity level, your consumption of chemistry, meaning the foods that you eat that perhaps shouldn't be going in your body, or the things that you need more of that you just don't want to because you turn your nose up at them. Or in today's world, the electrical fields that we're surrounded by ongoing. These are things that can cause. But then there's this other element, this other thing that we give lip service to, but we don't think about it. And what's that? That's your mind. Your mind. Not your brain, but your mind. Your outcome, your presence, is based on decision processes that your mind makes and your body believes whatever it is that's going through those 6 inches between your earlobes. You make a decision and your body follows suit. It's like a homing torpedo. So you have to be very careful how you deal with that piece. So as we talk about all kinds of things, we're talking about structural, chemical, emotional pathways, injury, biochemistry, diet, if you will, and emotional stress. So as we go through and talk about different topics as we're going today, I have a very heavy information loaded show for you, but I want to take your calls on anything that you want to talk about. I want you to remember structural, chemical, emotional. There is nothing that takes place, no matter what the condition is, no matter what you can tell me the diagnosis is, that doesn't have a triggering mechanism from structural, chemical, emotional pathways. Now listen, you know, there's this whole area of science that suddenly has blossomed in front of us. It's called epigenetics. And what does that mean? That means that you manifest your gene map based on your environment, structurally, chemically, emotionally. So when you look at chemistry, we're looking at environmental impacts, right? We're looking at everything that is outside and affects our body and our body inside. We're talking about the way our brains work and how we're bombarded, if you will, constantly by talking heads. I mean, I've given up watching television. I can't deal with it anymore. It makes me crazy. I'd rather go home, turn on my stereo, listen to some really good music, put my feet up, relax, decompress for the day. And, you know, when I'm sitting there having dinner with my wife, we're having dinner. You know, we have a conversation. You know, it's not, oh my God, look what's happening in the news today. And the third piece is, you know, what is it that, you know, that we're doing relative to what's in, you know, our bodies? You know, are we exercising? Are we stretching? Are we walking? You know, or do we just go from the bed to the car to the job to back to the car, back to the house, back to the bed, and we don't get any exercise? You know, people sit, you know, they coined it as, you know, sitting is the new smoking. And it truly is for a lot of many different reasons. So as we go through the program today, we're going to talk about several things that you need to know about. We're going to talk about vaccines later on in the program. You know, it is flu shot season, right? And I have patient after patient ask me, should I get the flu shot? Should I get the flu shot? And I'm going to give you some data, and I want you to make some decisions based on your level of understanding. Because if you blindly follow the Fifth Avenue marketers and you go down those roads, you're basically a lemming that is about to fall off the cliff and cause significant impact and disaster to your health that may not, by the way, may not be recoverable. And that's, you know, that's something that you have to understand. It may not be recoverable because you don't have the tool set to be able to shift it and turn it around. You know, so we have vaccines of all kinds this time of the year. We're coming up with, you know, that shift in, you know, not as much sunshine, and what does that do to your body? And we're going to talk about your thyroid. Your thyroid is this little gland, a little bow tie that sits at the base of your neck in the front, and it has all kinds of influences. We're going to talk about that, add in a little bit about detoxification, but guess what? We're going to take your calls at 888-630-9625. You know, I don't know how many of you have gone to our website, but I would like to encourage you to kind of take a tour. Go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. And it's packed. You can, I mean, you can spend a little bit of time there. It lists all of our upcoming events relative to our in-house continuing education programs and lectures. We have things coming up like lymphatic system and headaches and migraines and how to really understand your laboratory tests. And then if you go down, we have a video of Dr. Harlan Browning doing a class. The whole class is there. And it was one that he was doing on brain body. And by the way, since we've been talking about the last several weeks on head and concussion and brain injury and inflammatory reactions and those things that make you lose your cognitive patterns, this would probably be a very good video. He talks about back and spinal pain, but it has to do with the triggering mechanisms. So go to rosellecare.com, go down there and click it and take a tour. Also, it tells you about, you know, what's happening over the next, you know, several months and throughout the year. And it gives you information. If you'd like to join up for a really interesting newsletter, you have the ability to do that so you can constantly stay in the loop. Let's get started. Let's talk about some of the things that you need to know about. We're going to start out with that crazy little thing called your thyroid gland that sits in the base of your neck. You know, that little gland that can make or break your health, also how you feel, you know, your well-being. How many of you have gone to your doctor and, you know, you just, you don't feel good. You're tired. You're worn out. And, you know, this, the doctor says, well, maybe we have, you know, a thyroid problem and you have, you know, you're not feeling good. Your head's not working the way it's supposed to. You've got, you feel exhausted. You put on a whole bunch of weight that you can't get off. You're depressed. And they do the lab work, right? And the lab work comes back and it's totally fine, according to your doctor. And your doctor says, well, this isn't the problem. So you keep saying, you know, well, what is the problem? I know I have a problem. And so now they say, well, it must be your mood, your emotions. And they put you on antidepressants. And typical pattern, I see it all the time. So, you know, you say, no, there's something wrong. And you keep looking, you keep searching. And pretty soon, you know, you're looking for other things to make you feel better because that, you know, that weight gain, that depression, that tiredness, that unrecoverable piece isn't there. So you go to another doc and they do the laboratory work again. And it comes back the same way. Nothing wrong. Now, see, here's the problem. The doctor's looking at you as a statistic, a laboratory statistic. And let's take one thyroid hormone. It's called thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH. And that's produced by a little gland in your brain called the pituitary. And the pituitary signals your thyroid, if there's nothing wrong with it, to release hormone called thyroxine, which is T4. Now, if your doctor's hip, you know, they're going to do TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone, and T4. Now, that's only two of about 8 different things that you have to order at the laboratory to really get an understanding of what's going on with the thyroid. So both of those come back. They're within the ratios. But the TSH, functional medicine normal, should be about 1.7 up to about 2.3, maximum 2.4. But because the laboratory values go all the way down to about 0.57 and all the way up to 4.5, if you fall within the range, your doc says, not a problem. You're there. There's something else wrong with you. Well, not so much. You still have to diagnose the patient and not the laboratory findings. All right? So now you have T4. Now, T4 comes back. That's thyroxine. Thyroxine is not the active hormone. That T4 has got to be converted. It gets converted to T3, and that happens in the liver. But let's go on. I'm just giving you data. We can go in and say, now, T4, we've got to have free T4, and then that's got to convert to total T3, and then T3 has to be converted into free T3, and then we want to know how much is being taken up, and that's called T3 uptake. And then we want to know the thyroid antibodies, and those are called TPOs, or thyroid peroxidase antibodies, and also straight-up thyroid antibodies. Now, that is the dividing line. Your physician says, well, we don't have to run all that. We can tell within the first two. And it's not true. That's not how you do things when you really are looking at the patient and what's breaking down. So it's not uncommon to learn that your thyroid numbers are normal, even though your thyroid symptoms are being expressed. Okay, you're a little bloated, your elbows are rough, your heels are rough and cracking, you know, your hair's brittle, you're kind of breaking off, and you're really tired and you're lethargic. You look at your face, by the way, go in the mirror. Those of you who think you have thyroid problems, take a look at your eyebrows. And if your eyebrows have a loss of hair at the outer one-third of where the eyebrow should be, that is a primary indicator that you may have a thyroid problem, period, end of story. You know, if your husband or wife or your significant others thinks they have a problem, have them get up and walk. Just walk across the room about 10, 15 feet and watch their hands. As if they're walking, if their hands are at their side and their hands are turned backwards, so the palm of their hand is towards their back, that also suggests that there is a thyroid problem. Why is that? You've listened to me for a long time, and you've heard that every muscle in the body has an organ system that it communicates with. Well, the muscle we're looking for is something called the teres minor muscle. It's one of the rotator muscles of the shoulder. If that's not working, the hands are not going to be by your side. They're going to rotate backwards. And so you have many indicators. You have that moon-shaped face. I don't feel good. The hair is breaking. You have trouble putting on or taking off weight. You're depressed. Your skin is, you know, very dry. Your hair is brittle. Your eyebrows are thinning, and your hands are moving backwards. So all these things suggest there's a problem. And for anybody to tell you that there is not a problem when there is a problem, you know, I need to have a conversation with them. We need to sit down because they're not paying attention to you, the patient. Now, once we find the problem, we're still talking about what triggered it. You know, do we have toxins in our environment? We're going to talk a little bit about toxicity today. Are we talking about injury that occurred to the skull, to that hard noggin that encases and protects your brain? Because if that skull is locked up, then you can't have normal electrical impulses. And a lot of these little organs, the pituitary and the hypothalamus and the hippocampus and other portions of your brain, aren't moving and doing as they should. So subsequently, the downstream is questioned, right? So here's the deal. You know, when you have symptoms, you got to find somebody who can actually deal with the symptoms. And now we're talking about a sluggish thyroid. We haven't even touched upon the hyperthyroid problem. And this is we could do this all day long. We could talk about, you know, there's nutrients that will help your thyroid. And most of you don't like to eat well. You know, so we have to avoid certain things like certain nightshades and certain nuts and grains and so forth and soy. And we have to make sure that we support it with other things like vitamins B and D and A and omega fatty acids and a little bit of iodine, a whole lot of protein, some selenium, some zinc. And when we put these things in, oh my gosh, and we change the diet. Yeah, oh yeah, you have to change the diet. You got to stop, you know, having fast food as your favorite lunch and stop and start doing some things like maybe get a little exercise. Guess what happens? That thyroid turns around. Give me a call at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you today and anything that you have on your mind. We'll be right back. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I'm in studio. It's wet outside. It's a good place to be. It's inside listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything. We've got several topics. You know, this thyroid thing we were just talking about, and is you know, almost epidemic. It's because of the grains. We're going into Hashimoto's patterns. We're seeing hyperthyroid problems where you're over the top. Those are autoimmune conditions that have to do with environmental triggers. But this whole area of epigenetics is so important. And we're advancing at such a rapid rate. And it's basically justifying everything that I've said to you for all these years, that your environment is either going to support you or it's going to trigger you. So it's your choice, but you got to make sure that you are connected, that you find out how to protect yourself and ask the question, you know, really get to the basis of why things are happening and why things don't happen. And, you know, if you get to that place, it starts opening up, say, oh, my God, I've been duped. Oh, my God, you mean they really telling me that? So why is the good doc that you really like not hip on this stuff? Why is it that they're being deluded as well? What it comes down to is they're being fed what those who support the educational system want them to understand and portray. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about Big Pharma. And we come into the second half of the program, we're going to talk a little bit about the flu vaccine and other vaccines, and you're going to see the money tree here, the road to oblivion, or let's talk about Armageddon maybe. Maybe that's the way we're going to take ourselves out. But it's really critical that you understand that there is an agenda, unfortunately, behind so much of what you're being told. You know, years ago, I want you to think of something. Years ago, it was unheard of to advertise drugs on television. Unheard of. So why are they doing it today? Why isn't it enough that you know, they don't teach you about wellness and say, listen, you know, why don't you consult your doctor? Instead say, you know, if you have any of these symptoms, and by the way, then the underlying, you know, disclaimer is that don't, you know, it can kill you. If you happen to be allergic to this drug, how the heck do you know that you're allergic to the drug? You know, you've been taking it before? You know, it doesn't make sense to me that, you know, you're supposed to be your own synthesizer. You're supposed to be your own educator and really go in and find out, you know, how these systems work together and then question. You know, if the traditional allopathic physician got questioned as much as I do in my practice, they'd have to go back to school because they have to be on mark. Now, am I dumping on guys? No, not really. Here's the deal. You know, there's a lot of really good people out there. They're just misinformed and they need to get the information as you do and make a difference. You know, there's some excellent books. There's a good friend of mine. His name is Datis Kazarian, and he wrote a book on thyroid. You can look him up, and he's an amazing doctor and probably one of the best books I've ever written. But, you know, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, for example, is on the rise. It's an autoimmune condition that causes the body to attack and destroy its own thyroid. Why is it doing that? Because of all the grains that are out there and the GMOs and the modifications and the hybridizations and so forth. And here's the deal. You know, all you got to do is adjust your diet and your lifestyle and you can correct most of this. And there's some very specific nutritional supplementation. And if it happens because of injury, then you take a look at the injurious pattern that took place. Did it hit your neck? Did it hit your back? Are you putting up with pain? Do you have high inflammation? We've been talking about that for the last several weeks. You know, you put up with, subsequently, your body is going to have to adapt to. You be the judge. Take a look at your dietary patterns. Could you be better? Do you think that the little indiscretions that you think are little indiscretions could be having an impact, a problem? Do you think that pain that, you know, just because you can't step up or raise your arms and, you know, you take a long time doing something and say, oh, my God, where did this come from? You don't think that has an impact on your body? There are multiple pieces of that structural, chemical, emotional pathway, and you have to be on target. You have to be your gardening. You have to be the one that your health is your controlled process. You're the one that is, you know, either ignoring it. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to be the master. Question everything. Do not say yes just because, you know, some doc out there, you know, went to school for a few years and they learned enough to pass an examination. And now you're saying, oh, my God, and that includes my practice or anybody else's practice. Ask the question. You must be totally on track all the time. Listen, I want to remind you, we're coming up to a break and then we're going to start taking, a whole lot of phone calls that are coming in. We're going to start taking your calls, but I want to remind you, coming up starting tomorrow, Monday, Dr. Leonard Poe is going to be joining us back in our practice, and we're going to be moving back and forth with him to his practice out in Ashburn, as well as here in Fairfax. So we're looking forward to seeing him. He's going to be with us about 10 hours a week, 12 hours a week. And those of you who are past patients of Dr. Poe, he'd love to see you in this area. You know, when a guy moves way out, sometimes it's difficult for you to get out to him. Well, here's your opportunity. Go to RoselleCare.com and or call 703-698-7117 and tell our staff you'd like to see him. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. This is Dr. Tom Roselle.
Dr. Tom Roselle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Roselle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roselle Live on this kind of sloppy, you know, kind of cool Washington day. But we're here. And we're going to warm up your health care. 888-630-9625. That's how you find me. 888-630-9625. Talking about all kinds of things today, but more importantly, we're going to talk about your stuff. And since the board is screaming, let's go to a couple calls. George, how can I help you? Hey, George. George, are you still there? George is not there. So we will go to Wilma. Wilma, thank you for holding. How can I help you?
I have a friend who's recently been diagnosed with breast cancer, and she does not want to go through the chemotherapy before surgery that they're recommending her, and I wonder what you might be able to offer her.
Well, first of all, how old is she?
About 52 or something.
All right. Do you know whether it's an estrogen-sensitive tumor or is it more diffuse? Do you know?
I don't know. It's very small. And they have found cancer in the lymph nodes.
Okay, so here's this. There's a lot of things that can be explored, and you know, if this was a member of my family, what I would be encouraging them to do is making some phone calls. One of them that I would encourage is the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and they do fractionated. If your friend wants to go traditional route, at least they have the combination of fractionated, meaning small dosages of chemotherapeutics and other supportive patterns. So that's one area that you can explore. In Canada, unfortunately, we do a lot of things outside this country that we don't do here. There's a physician down in Houston, Texas. His name is Stanislaus Brzezinski. He's a medical physician that he's dedicated his career to treating difficult cancer conditions and providing alternatives. The ISIL clinic and the screening center for it is out in California, and they also, unfortunately, most of their treatment patterns are across the border in Mexico. There's a place called BioCare, and they're also in Mexico, but they are offering significant changes, and these are all groups of people that are integrated. They're medical physicians, they're naturopaths, acupuncturists, applied kinesiologists, chiropractors, and they work as a team to offer very different alternatives to cancer therapy that we don't have in this country. You're going back into, you know, years ago, Europe. If it's an isolated lesion, the lumpectomy, where they just remove the tissue itself, Europe has interesting statistics where the survival rate for just the removal of the tissue far exceeds anything that's being done in this country. And so there's all kinds of things. In our practice, we support people who are on those journeys, and we deal with them from an energetic platform, from acupuncture and detoxification. Nutritionally, we do all kinds of things, but we usually work in conjunction. We don't treat cancer. We support the immunological system of patients who are going through that therapeutics. But I'm happy to send you more data. You can get a hold of the office, send me a note, and I'll give you a list of the things that we just talked about, and hopefully that can be useful to your friend.
Oh, I think it will be. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I appreciate it, Wilma. Thanks so very much. George, you're back online. Let's get you if we can, buddy. George?
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, good to hear yours. Question on thyroids. I have five sisters. They've been tested because in the family it's tough for most people to get up in the morning, so they've had their thyroid tested to where They send in a swab in the morning, a swab in the afternoon, and supposedly that their, I guess their chemical makeup is that their thyroid's not working in the morning. It works more in the afternoon. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that has to do with the adrenal system, your fight-flight system. There's something called, you know, the HPA axis, which is hypothalamus pituitary adrenal. And when you go to bed at nighttime, your cortisol, which is produced by your adrenal glands, should be the lowest of the day. And then as you go through the night, early in the morning, it spikes. And when it spikes, it kicks in the pituitary and it kicks in those other areas. So a lot of folks will have thyroid presentation symptoms early in the morning where they won't have them any other time of the day. But that's the tip of the iceberg. What happens is over a period of time, then it starts knocking down. But it's that inability of the cortisol to spike to trigger the hypothalamus and the pituitary that's causing that problem. So you have to treat all of those things, and you have to find out where the triggering mechanism comes from. Sometimes it can be genetically sensitive, but going back to our model of epigenetics, there's something in their lifestyle, their environment, the things that they do that are causing it to present itself. So short answers, that's what it is. Long answers, you got to find out what it is or what's triggering it to fix it. Does this make sense?
I've got one short question. I've asked you this a million times, and, you know, it's just my curiosity is killing me here. About your age, maybe a little bit older. You look like you're 25.
Thank you. Listen, you're 27, so we got it made.
Yeah, right, right. Before I go in the gym, like every day, I have pains everywhere. I mean, it's just the way it is. I accept it. It's okay. You know, in the past, I've been adjusted many times. They say you're out of alignment to this or that. I said, well, look, I lift a lot of weight every day. If you think I'm ever going to stay aligned, I'm never going to stay aligned. So Basically what you're saying is as soon as I lift, come in the next day to get realigned, which I can't do. But my question is, before I go into the gym, I take a little shot, not the whole bottle of the 12-hour energy, and I know you cringe when I say that.
I do.
But 10 minutes later, Dr. Ozell, I have no pain anywhere.
I got
it. Is it the B12 in the stuff?
No, it's the fact that it's hyperstimulating your adrenal system. So let me answer both things that you put on the table. Structurally, right, if you're not holding your treatment, it's because your biochemistry is not sustainable. You're not doing the things that you should be doing nutritionally for your body. So subsequently, you're waking up with an inflammatory reaction. There's damage there. Over the long term, if you do the right things, listen, you know, I get treated as well. You know that. And I get acupuncture and I sleep with my nutritionist, right? So,
right.
Right. So Sue takes really good care of me when it comes to what's in front of me. And you know, after all these years, I do the things I need to do. But at the end of the day, you have to put it all together and have enough respect for your body to allow it to heal slowly. Let's get to the energy shot, right? Did you ever, when you were in school, did you ever do the experiment where you have a frog's leg, you hook up the electrodes to the frog leg, and you zap it, and the frog leg moves, and then pretty soon it doesn't move anymore, so you give it a little bit of saline, and then it'll start firing again. But you keep doing that, and then pretty soon it gets to the place where it doesn't function anymore. It just crashes. That's what you're doing to your adrenal glands. You're hyperactive, you know, shooting this thing with the drink that you're putting in your body. And you're going to get down to a place where it's not going to work anymore, and nothing you do, you're going to find yourself sitting in that chair. So there's other ways of handling it, brother. And, you know, we've got to put that together. Talk to me offline. Let's get this fixed once and for all.
I will do that. Thank you, Dr. Rozell.
You're welcome, George. Thanks for calling. 888-630-9625. Give us a call. I'd love to talk to you. Frank, how can we help you, sir?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Was listening to you on my way home from work, and so it's my first time listening to your show.
Oh, well, keep listening.
I'll keep listening. Anyway, long story short, 2015, I had 10 goiters, one on my thyroid. They range from 3 centimeters all the way up to 10 centimeters. So obviously I had to have surgery, and it was determined that I should have the whole thyroid taken out, which is what I did. So, and then, turns out it was good because the one with 10 centimeters, they found follicular carcinoma. But I'm doing well with that. My problem is now is ever since then, I can't find energy to save my life for anything.
What do they have you on? What drug are you on?
It's a synthroid. It starts with an L. I can't pronounce it.
Levothyroxine.
Yes, levothyroxine.
Okay, so levothyroxine and synthroid, if you happen to be allergic to grain, you're going to be very sensitive to those two things. Levothyroxine and Synthroid are both derivatives from corn. So if you have any grain sensitivities, it's going to make you feel terrible. So there's other things that you need to take into consideration. It's a balancing act. Some of the natural thyroids like Armour or Naturethroid and so forth. But you got to get a guy in the natural world, a medical physician that understands that and is able to, you know, balance that for you. You are out of where? You're out of Frederick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do this for me. You may have to come up into this area. Send me a note, and I'll give you the names of a couple guys that, you know, do some good things in the natural world. And okay. But my suspicion is that either you're not being medicated in a balanced way, or you are, and by the way, diet has a lot to do with this, and you may not, you may have an inflammatory wall that this stuff is not getting through. But my, at first blush, and I don't know this is true, that you may have a sensitivity to the medications, and that's why they're not even beginning to work. So do that for me, Frank. Get a hold of me at RoselleCare.com. Just go to our website, and you can send a secure message to me, and I will get back to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself. 888-630-9625. We have many more of you on the phone we're going to get to, but I want to talk to you a little bit about this crazy flu vaccine time of the year, right? And there's so much that you need to know, and I want to just give you, I mean, we could probably spend two programs on this, and we probably should, and we're probably going to talk about it again before it's out, but here's the deal. Think before you open your shoulder up to somebody sticking something in it, all right? And I'm going to start with that. You know, there's more than 180 legislative attempts in the United States to expand vaccine mandates. 180. Who is pushing that? Ask the question, who's behind it? And the second question is, who's writing the check? And so what they want to do is they want to restrict or eliminate your vaccine choices, your ability to choose whether or not you're going to have it. Absolutely mandatory. And this is over the last 2 years, just the last 2 years. All but a few have been successfully defeated because there's a huge groundswell. But you need to understand, there's an organization I want you guys to check out, and it's called the National Vaccine Information Center, NVIC. This is an organization that is leading the charge in the United States to protect against vaccine or to, you know, to give you your vaccine rights, informed consent, right? Minimally. But they have a vaccine portal that, you know, it will have all the latest information, you know, all the states and the federal laws and the actions that are required. But go to NVIC, National Vaccine Information Center. You know, Americans are no longer all by ourselves in this fight. It's going global. And there's a huge push across all national boundaries for mandatory vaccines and, you know, all countries from, you know, Africa to Italy to the Middle East and so forth. Australian parents now forfeit non-taxable child benefit payments unless their children receive all government-mandated vaccines, every one of them. They can't get into school. They're barred from any even daycare. And, you know, I touched about Italy because it's near and dear to my heart, but Italy has made 10 vaccines mandatory for preschool attendance. 10 where they had none before. Where does this come from? I'm going to let you guys, you know, follow the stream down there and figure this out. This is like crazy. But vaccine safety and freedom, you know, is becoming an international issue, and it's something that you have to deal with. Let me give you some thoughts, or food for thought, if you will. Because it's such a global push to take away all vaccine exemptions, they want to take all of them away. They don't want you to have a say in anything. You have to really think seriously of why this is happening. Why? What's going on? Let me tell you something. The global vaccine market today is a $30 billion business right now. $30 billion. And it's projected to increase up to $60 billion within a very short period of time. And then after that to $75 billion by the year 2024. That means that they're going to double the market within a very short period of time. This is a serious situation. It's one that gets me cranked up. You know, I'm worried I go down to my car, somebody's going to, you know, be waiting for me. But you need to know, you know, there are four big partners out here, Pfizer and Merck, GlaxoSmithKline, and this outfit in France called, you know, Sanofi Pasteur. And, you know, they have the lion's share of the market. They're the ones that are making billions off of this, and they clearly intend to make more on your hide. And the unfortunate part it is that the spinoff, the sickness, you know, things are happening. We could talk about, you know, the mandatory vaccines early on, but we're just, you know, right now we're talking about the flu shot. And I want you to understand something when it comes to the flu shot. We don't have a little time, as much time, but I'm going to get back into it a little bit more. The flu shot is ineffective. The last 4 years, if you go in and you check it out, the effectiveness of the flu shot is minimal. Very, very minimal. The fact that you go back to 2014-15, flu shot was a major flop, an abysmal 17% effectiveness in the United States. And effectiveness means it just stimulated the antibody reaction. What does that mean? That means that you got a little bit of a, hey, you know, we know there's something coming in our body, but not enough to do anything. A CDC's, you know, an analyst also used, analysis to reassure you, you know, Joe Public, right, that the most common strains of the flu virus, you know, are ones that, you know, they cover, right? Well, not so much, because the flu vaccine mutates just as quickly as they produce it, and there's others coming in. So you have a better, far better opportunity of fixing this yourself. And we're going to, when we come back and, you know, after the break, I'm going to tell you about four or five things that you can do to make a difference. And you'll have extraordinary protectiveness, providing that you pay attention. Again, it comes down to you. It's you paying attention to your health. Health is a do-it-yourself program. It's in your hands. You have to make sure that, you know, you're not duped. And duped, not being duped, means you have to be educated. And that's why I'm here. That's why we do Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. That's why we do our in-house programs. They're for you. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. I have a lot more. I wish this program was like 10 hours. I could give you so much more on these given days. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed you have, as you do every Sunday, most Sundays during football season at 12 noon on in the Eastern Seaboard. And when the Redskins are in town, it's 4:30 in the afternoon. And by the way, next Saturday, it'll be at 4:30. And your host, because I'm going to be teaching next weekend, is Sue Rozelle, and she'll be interviewing Dr. Stephanie Pina. So those of you who want to listen to the ladies, you're probably far better than me. 4 o'clock. It's, I just got told, not 4:30, but 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon. So anyway, tune in, give the ladies a shout, and they're going to be talking about the lymphatic system and toxins and so forth, and they'll probably do a far better job than I will. So enjoy them. We're talking about several things today, from the effects of thyroid. We have one more call that I'm going to take, and but listen, when it comes to this flu thing we were talking about, let me give you a couple quick hints, right? Take your vitamin D, take vitamin C, take some zinc. And then there is a herbal product called echinacea. And if you combine those things and you take a dosage of them every day, about 1,000 milligrams of C, you take about 15 milligrams of zinc, and I'm giving you dosages that are not going to get anybody into trouble, and you do that and get some exercise, get rid of the sugars, all the garbage you put in your body, because 1 teaspoon of sugar or sugar equivalent decreases your immunological reaction of your white blood cell by, get this, 12% for 8 hours. So it's there. You see them on a slide, but they're asleep. They're comatose. They're not working for you. So make sure you do those things. So zinc and echinacea and vitamin C and, you know, in vitamin D, and get out and get some exercise and quit eating the junk, okay? Diane, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Great, thanks. I have a nodular goiter that bends my trachea. The needle biopsies are benign, and I'm not on meds. How can I shrink my goiter?
Well, one, you're going to do the same thing that you do with a whole lot of other thyroid conditions. First, we have to look at any sensitivities, any allergic reaction that you have. You know, any goiter, medical community is going to want you to put you on something called Cytomel. And there's a whole lot of reasons that shouldn't happen, but low dosages for many people, iodine will help, but you got to start with the, you know, a low dosage and somebody knows what they're doing. Selenium is also something that can be utilized. You got to get rid of grains in the intestinal tract so you bring down the inflammatory reactions. Now there's many more things that can be done. Acupuncture, low energy light laser, detoxification can also help that. Years ago, there were thyroid belts in the United States, and they recalled that because the levels of iodine were so low. And then they stopped using iodine and start putting bromides in there. They're both something called halides on the chemical chart. So they compete for the same site. So the more bromide that's out there, the less ability of iodine, even in your foods, to be able to get into the targets that your thyroid's going to need to grow. And your thyroid to produce T4, by the way, needs iodine, needs trace minerals. It needs an amino acid called tyrosine, and that makes thyroxine, T4. But you have to look at each case. The fact that it's a nodular goiter, most of them are, doesn't say anything about where your personal triggering patterns came from. The nerves from the middle of your neck go to the thyroid, and if there's any injury or if there was an old accident that took place, that can cause the thyroid.
I have degenerative discs.
There you go.
In my neck.
There you go. So you have to treat both pieces. You have to look at the chemical piece, and you have to look at the structural pieces. You've got to get the nerves to communicate. You have to get them to start triggering that thyroid. And then, you know, you have the cranial plates because they have a huge influence on the pituitary. Listen, I'd love to talk to you more. Send me a note. I'll give you more data. Diane, we're coming to the end of the program. Wish I could talk to you a little longer on that, but you're hitting all the pieces in that particular situation. There's a structural piece, and there's a biochemical piece. Fix it, yes, but you got to put everything together, and you have to understand your condition. We're coming up at the end of the program. Like I said, wish it was a couple more hours to help you as much as I possibly can. I'll be gone next week, but Sue Rozelle, Dr. Pino will be here. Love you all. See you then. Bye.